540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A drug investigation in Milwaukee turned serious yesterday when a suspect ended up in critical condition after swallowing drugs. Police say the 31-year-old man ran from officers near 106th and Silver Spring, resisted arrest, and may have swallowed illegal drugs before being caught. Officers gave him Narcan and other aid before taking him to the hospital. At last report, the man was in critical condition. Two police supervisors and an FBI agent were also checked out after being exposed to an unknown substance. The Greenfield Police Department is leading the investigation. Home sales around Milwaukee ticked up in February, but realtors say the market is still tight and prices keep climbing. Numbers from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors show sales in the metro area were up nearly 3% from last year, and listings jumped 16% year to year. However, the realtors say inventory is still well below what's considered a balanced market, and the average sale price is just over $407,000. That's up almost 10% from a year ago. A Milwaukee nonprofit is celebrating a major milestone in its push to expand home ownership. Axe Housing says its Open Doors campaign hit $26.5 million. That money will go to fund affordable home rehab projects and give more working families access to mortgages. The group has already helped rehab more than 100 homes and plans to help at least 1,000 more families buy houses over the next 10 years. City and county officials, along with major foundations and donors, back the effort. Organizers say that stable, affordable housing is key to stronger schools, safer neighborhoods, and long-term wealth for families. A new ordinance in Milwaukee is allowing vehicles driven by reckless drivers to be impounded. Alderman Lamont Westmoreland says the city has impounded 100 vehicles in the last 4 months, with tow lot officials obtaining over $18,000 in fees. Officials also recovered almost $3,000 in citations and had nearly 24 unregistered vehicles get registered prior to their releases. The alderman says he's pleased that MPD officers are using the important new tool in the fight against reckless driving. Southeastern Wisconsin could be in for a big storm this weekend and high winds tomorrow. Weather models show the system could drop 6 inches or more of snow on Sunday. Now, the exact path will make a difference. A southern track means more snow, a northern one more rain. There could be travel issues over the weekend due to it. A wind advisory goes into effect at midnight tonight. Now, that runs through early tomorrow evening. Gusts tomorrow could be up to 50 miles an hour. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to Wisconsin's congressional delegation this week urging them to revise the new federal hemp law, which bans the sale of most hemp products in the United States starting in November of 2026. It was passed as part of the plan to reopen the federal government last year after the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history. According to Evers, the new federal hemp law is projected to jeopardize $700 million in economic impact for the state and nearly 3,500 jobs in Wisconsin. The impacts of the new federal hemp bill will be further intensified in Wisconsin due to the fact that Wisconsin has not yet legalized medical or recreational marijuana. The growing of hemp has become a strong diversification option for Wisconsin farmers, and as of November 2025, Wisconsin had 470 federally licensed hemp producers. Meanwhile, a bill that would allow Wisconsin law enforcement agencies to conduct roadside drug tests is on Governor Tony Evers' desk for consideration. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
If signed into law, the legislation would allow law enforcement authorities to conduct a saliva test while investigating potential operating while intoxicated violations, like the use of a preliminary breath test during OWI investigations. The result at the scene could not be used as evidence, but would allow law enforcement authorities to require a blood test be taken to confirm or deny that result. The saliva test will be able to detect substances like marijuana, methamphetamines, and certain opiates. Because the test would not be admissible evidence in court, law enforcement authorities would also be required to dispose of the samples taken during their investigation. Governor Evers has previously expressed his intent to sign the bill into law, but it will still take some time for law enforcement authorities to train and test the new tool before it can be widely used. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
13 people could face criminal charges tied to the failed recall of Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss 2 years ago. Officials say those who tried to oust Voss allegedly listed fake addresses on petition forms, and others submitted signatures from people who didn't actually sign. But the state's election commission ruled that there's not enough proof that organizer Matt Snorick or the recall committee violated the law. The committee is recommending charges to the Racine County District Attorney's Office, which will decide whether to take the matter any further. One of the partisan races coming up in November 2026 is a repeat of the 2022 election. In 2022, Attorney General Josh Call narrowly defeated Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney. This year, Toney seeks to unseat the two-term incumbent again. The latest Marquette Law School poll finds that 10 months before the election, voters view both candidates favorably. Poll director Charles Franklin.
We love us some attorney general candidates. I exaggerate a little bit, but not hugely. Both Eric Toney and Josh Call have slightly net positive favorability ratings. Both of them have a plus five.
Franklin says Call is the better known of the candidates, with 56% of poll respondents saying they had no opinion of him. That's compared to 75% with no opinion of Toney. The most recent Marquette poll was conducted between February 11th and February 19th with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. Governor Toney Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs have announced $2 million in grant funding to bolster flood resilience across the state. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
According to a press release, the funding through the Pre-Disaster Flood Resilience Grant Program is meant to help communities identify and mitigate flood vulnerabilities with strategies like reconnecting streams and floodplains or reducing erosion hazards. Two types of grant funding were made available through the program, one for assessing vulnerabilities and one to implement the mitigation methods. The goal is to naturally manage flooding before disasters like in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties last August strike. The Oneida Nation received the largest funding award at $300,000 to create a culvert inventory and study water flow and hydraulic structure. The City of Madison, Ozaukee County, and City of Stevens Point also received significant funding awards of over $200,000. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
How much will it cost to see the Packers play? Civic Media's Connie Feldman has that answer.
The price to see the Packers play has gone up for this season. The team announced the new pricing on Friday. Depending on where you sit in the bowl, you'll be paying between $4 and $22 more per ticket. Packers president and CEO Ed Policy said the ticket prices for a game at Lambeau are around the middle of the NFL's pricing range. With the new increases, face value prices for regular season tickets are between $143 and $196. Preseason tickets are cheaper, but tickets sold through a third-party ticket broker can be substantially higher. Packers fans don't seem to be priced out, though, with more than 155,000 people on the waiting list to buy Packers season tickets. Most wait decades for their chance to buy that 18 inches of pure aluminum pleasure. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Badgers basketball today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers take on the Washington Huskies at the Big Ten tournament going on at the United Center in Chicago. The Badgers ranked 23rd in the nation. The Huskies beat USC yesterday 83-79 in overtime to advance to today's game. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight to play the Heat. Giannis Antetokounmpo played 30 minutes Tuesday night, says he's trying to get to 100% as soon as possible.
I love the challenge. You know, obviously, we have 18 games left, and hopefully can have, you know, fun and help this team keep on winning games.
Baseball, the Brewers play the Cleveland Guardians out in Arizona. Jake Bauer's having a good spring training at the plate, 9-for-17, 5 walks, and 3 home runs. NFL, the Packers make a move in free agency. As soon as the Vikings release nose tackle Javon Hargrave for salary cap relief, Green Bay signs him to a 2-year deal worth $23 million. Hockey, the Badger men's season is over. They lost to Ohio State 7-1. The Buckeyes jumping out to a 5-0 lead.
I'd say, you know, it didn't start good and it got worse. You know, I mean, a lot of things that happened tonight on the negative were deserved.
That's the Badgers hockey coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 45 this afternoon. Tonight, we are going to get some rain with a little snow mixed in at times. There won't be much accumulation, but we could get a tenth to a quarter inch of rain. Tomorrow, some rain and snow early, then clearing with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.